Stay young or grow old. This is The Outside Gate with Steve Hall on the L4 Media Network, where we talk US moto and anywhere the conversation goes. Welcome to the first Whippersnappers episode, where we're going to talk to the stars of the future. Today we're joined by Luke Fowser from Orange Brigade. How are you, dude?
Good. How you guys doing? Thanks for having me. This is great.
No worries. Thank you, man. Thank you very much for your time. So where are you at today?
I'm at home right now. I'll be home for about a month. I got qualifiers to do for Loretta's. And yeah, after Foxborough, I just headed on home and riding some local stuff right now.
So riding outdoors now, focusing on. Yeah.
We're starting to switch over to some outdoors now, because I was riding Supercross a lot there for couple months, so getting over back to outdoors and getting ready for the Red Bud Combine.
Yeah. Oh, at Red Bud. Okay. Yeah. I was wondering where you were going to do the do your qualifiers. Yeah. You'll be still doing Salt Lake though.
I'm not doing Salt Lake. Okay. Our rig's not going out there, so we'd have to drive all the way out or ship a bike. And I gotta get ready for outdoors and stuff, because I don't have. I don't have anywhere up home to ride Supercross, so we'd have to go back down south and get riding Supercross down there. And honestly, just going to get ready for do qualifiers, do my regionals, and then do the Red Bud Combine in July.
Yeah, I was going to ask that, because the dates of your some of the regionals for your neck of the woods there, man, it's not too long after Salt Lake, so I was wondering about that. So yeah, that makes sense to focus on that. What classes at Loretta's are you going to be running?
Haven't decided yet, really, if we're doing B or A class. Not really sure, but yeah, that's my one qualifier is on the same weekend as Salt Lake, and then my other qualifier is like the weekend after. So yeah, it was tight. So we just decided to. I took a lot of out of the three that I did, so it was really good what we did there.
Well, congratulations on the podium, man. That was an exciting race, exciting finish, you know, that sort of thing. You and Cole talking still, are you, or?
I never really talked before. We never really talked that much before, because he's usually over. He doesn't really stay much under our rig, so. But I mean, it seemed all right, but it was aggressive, but
yeah, man, nah, it was fine, I reckon. Yeah, it was for a podium, man. So you know, of course, man. Yeah, yeah, nah, it was all good from where I was watching. Yeah, yeah. Dude, so you're from Pennsylvania. What was the junior scene like that, around there when you're first getting into it?
There was our district for racing is PAMX, and PAMX years ago used to be really big. Like Mike Alessi and a bunch of other people would come up and race this district, because we had fast local people around here, and people were looking for competition, so they come up our way. But no, growing up, it was really good. I live super close to Ohio too. I'm on Western PA, so I'm like 5 minutes from Ohio. So I ride a lot in Ohio and Pennsylvania, but it's good. There's quite a lot of tracks, honestly. A lot of them are closing down though now, unfortunately, but it was good growing up, honestly.
Yeah. So are you anywhere near, I had Scott Plessinger on a show a few shows back. He's got he's involved with a track in Ohio there. Is that one of the ones you get to?
I don't get out to his East Fork. That's East Fork out there. It's kind of Western Ohio. They just had a race there this past weekend, but I'll sometimes get out to Chili Town, which he also runs to. I'll get out to there, but no, I haven't actually ever made it out to East Fork.
Okay, yeah, cool. And dude, where did your number? So a few things about you, your number, where did the 462 come from? Did you just stumble across that? You're giving it or something, or does it got some meaning behind it?
Not really, honestly. Like my very first number was four, but 462 is just on my AMA number. like Miami. Yeah. I don't know what the full thing is, but that's like kind of like the thing I guess you're supposed to do is the first three digits of your AMA number or something. It's supposed to be your number, but yeah, that's just what that came from, is just my AMA number.
Okay, cool. I've heard that one before. Yeah, people just using that. Yeah, I thought so, but then sometimes it's, you know, you've wanted that, yeah, because it was dad's number or something like that. Yeah, so
not,
yeah,
that cool.
That's the way. Have you got a nickname, dude? That's one thing I'm going to ask all the young fellas. If you got a nick, or you got a nickname that you're prepared to tell us?
Some people, I got like Luke Skywalker,
because
movies and stuff, and that's what Wes Kane gave me that. He just started calling me that back in probably like 2016 at like the Baja Nationals and stuff. He just started calling me Skywalker, so. There's some people that will call me that, but other than that, not really.
Yeah, not really. No, you'll get one eventually. Everyone in my you'll get something. You'll get something eventually, man. Yeah. So who's supporting you, man? So I've seen that you're a TLD gear and 100% goggles, man. Who else?
I got TLD gear, 100% goggles. I get some boots from Alpine Star. And then other than that, like bike-wise, I just get it all through our crew chief and stuff, Jed, like bike-wise. But I got some really good people behind me. I have my mechanic / guardian while I'm on the road, Sam Hurley. He pretty much, my parents have to work, so he just takes me places and works on my bike too. Like, we started this about a year or two ago, and he didn't actually know how to work on the bikes that well. And he just learns every time, and Jed and all the other mechanics under the rig help him too. But yeah, that's, I got like a local dealership that's pretty cool, Point View Cycle. They help me out a lot. There's honestly like a freaking village that helps me. It's hard to get everyone out there, but I work with, Brandon Hartraft and Cooper Webb with Alpha Dynamics, like on and off the bike stuff. In the past, I worked with Dave Kilgore and Gary Semix. That's the same place I lived with Towers, Gavin Towers and stuff.
Yeah.
But
cool, man. Cool. That's the way. Oh yeah. Interestingly enough, I was looking up your Loretta's results, and I was comparing you to others, and you're sitting on four championships, man, which is the same as Cooper Webb. So if you get one this year, you'll have Webby covered. So that'll be something to hang your hat on.
Yeah, no doubt. I need to start getting some on the big bikes. I have them all on the little bikes right now, but wasn't able to get out there last year because I broke my wrist in like June or something last year. But we'll try to come back this year, no doubt.
That's all right. Do you enjoy outdoors or Supercross? I suppose you the taste of Supercross you had is short, but
yeah.
What's your preference just at the moment?
Practicing on Supercross is, I think, like a little bit more exciting just because it's something different. It's not like you've been riding outdoors since I was like four. So getting on something different it's new and exciting. But racing wise, it's good. It's just, you like ride practice tracks and they're like flat and easy. And then you go out to that and it's just rutted everywhere. It's like, you got to like learn there. Like the more races you do, I feel the better it is. But, I think right now I still like outdoors, you know, it's just so natural and I think, for me, like after riding Supercross for months and then I get back on outdoors, I like picked up on a bunch of skills too. And I feel like more smooth and consistent just because riding the Supercross, you get so much throttle control and timing down. It just helps with like ruts almost too, I think.
Yeah, it makes sense, man. It makes sense. Have a look at certainly didn't hurt Prado, did it? Coming over and he sharpened up, so
yeah. Yeah. That's like as soon as you get off Supercross, that's what you feel like more sharp. Definitely, you feel more aware and just better almost.
Cool, man. As a rider, what's your strength?
My strength, I think my racecraft and racing. I grew up a lot just like racing. Like I never on like little bikes and stuff, like I never lived at training facilities and stuff all the way up until I still never really lived at training facilities up until now. I usually bounce around, but I would ride like 3 times a week, but the 2 times would be racing like on the weekends. And Daniel always tells me I have good racecraft, so I think it'd probably be racecraft.
Jeez, man, that's a good one to have at your age because
yeah,
it's probably the one that's lacking a lot at your age, you know, from what you hear in comparison to years gone by with the amount that the amateur kids used to race compared to, you know, yeah, that training to racing thing has sort of changed a bit. Yeah.
Seems like, yeah, that I just talked to somebody yesterday. It's just like whenever I was little, I'd ride Wednesday night and then on the weekends. But it's like you got 65 and 50 riders living at training facilities now. Like it's crazy. And yeah, I think the way I did it was really good. Just racing, just getting a lot of racing in, and just that's like the best way to learn because that's what you're doing. You're racing. You're not. You still got to practice, and then at my caliber now, like you got to be living at a facility and training all the time. But whenever you're on a little bike and stuff, I think racing's going to be the move.
Yeah. How far are you? What are you now? 17?
Yep. 17. Yeah. 19 in the beginning of March.
Yeah. You finished school or you'd be close to finishing school?
I'm in 11th grade right now. I just got one more year next year.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. The school age is now a bit different over there to here. I think most kids usually finish when they're 17 here, but yeah, I think they start different age or something, but yeah. Cool, man. So this would be one that your parents would know the answer to straight away. But what motivates you before a race? You know, I've been a little bit involved with junior racing, and some parents, will actually get the kid fired up, almost make the kid angry, like an upset before a race because they race better angry. Some kids need to be really calm and chilled and listen to music and you know, all that sort of thing. What about yourself? Do you need firing up?
No, I usually don't. Like go like at the camper, like right before, we just make sure the bike's good and just go down, and then on the gate, I'll get a little like fired up, but usually if I have like a sight lap before the race, I like hammer my sight lap pretty hard, like go fast, and
yeah,
that gets me like ready to go. But no, not really. Like my dad would get hyped up behind me and just start like yelling in my ear a little bit, but I usually stay pretty chill.
Awesome. I love it. Dad getting fired up. What about mum? Is mum a stressor or is she like
Not really. She's pretty good with it. She's been with us like the whole time. Like she goes to all the races, all the practicing everywhere. So she's pretty chill, but definitely whenever you're at Loretta's and it's the last couple laps and stuff, I'm sure it's stressful for my whole family.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah. There's no doubt about that, man. No doubt about that. Yeah. Cool. What, going to just a few other, you know, different things about you, show a little bit of your personality in that, man. What sort of music are you into?
Honestly, like everything, but I listen to a lot of like, rock and then like some country music and then also like newer hip hop rap stuff. But yeah, like pretty much everything except for like slow, like boring stuff. That's mad.
Nice, man. What sort of rock? What rock are you into?
I listen. I have the radio station I have is XM. So there's like a channel called Lithium and it's like 90s alternative and grunge stuff like that. And then, I'll just listen to like some upbeat country stuff. Like I said, not like the slow stuff. I hate that.
Cool, man. You had me at grunge. What grunge stuff do you, what's your favorite grunge song or grunge band?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't really know. I've been listening to my whole life because My dad would always have it on. So like outside and stuff, like while we're working on cars and stuff. So I don't, I listen, like what's on there all the time is like Nirvana, Pearl Jam, bunch of stuff. Honestly, I don't even know the songs. I could sing every song, but like, I just don't know the names.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah, man. You sounds like that your dad's about my generation then. So yeah. I was your age in the '90s, man. So yeah, I'm glad you listened to a bit of that sort of music. Sounds like dad's done a good job introducing you to that.
Yep. That's what he'd put on every time we're outside. So I was like, I guess that's what I listen to.
Dude, have you been compared to sort of pro riders in style, or if you haven't, who would you like to be compared to?
There's been like a few people that have like said like a couple names, but honestly it was years ago and I can't remember. So honestly, really like Sexton or like Levi Kitchen. I like Levi Kitchen's style really good, but he's taller, so, but I still like his style how it is. And Sexton's is really good how he just stays like planted and super centered. And but yeah, I think I like Kitchen's.
Cool. Kitchen's, especially on the Cowie, he's starting to remind me a little bit of Anderson.
Yeah, it's like that tallness, and he moves around like quite a lot on it, which is super. He stands a lot, stands all, and then just sits. It's super sick.
It is a cool style. Yeah, it's started getting to that Anderson style, which is one of my favorites. It's like, I remember someone saying once, Anderson's style is like he's surfing on the bike. You know, I mean, it really makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah.
It's the famous one. That one's pretty sick.
Yeah. Cool, man. Cool. Dude, here's a few either or questions for you. Weights, doing weights or riding the bicycle?
I think doing the weights, riding the bicycle. I don't do a lot of on the road stuff. I just do a lot of stationary because I don't have anybody to ride with at home and stuff. So the stationary gets pretty boring whenever you're sitting on it for like an hour and a half, and weights, you're moving around and then doing stuff and feel more free. You're just not stuck to the same place. So I think weights, and it's definitely a lot better whenever you can do weights with like a group of other riders and stuff. If you're on the same program, it's a lot better because you can all just meet up in there and talk and stuff. And yeah, so I think weights.
Dude, when it comes to cheat meal, are you like, you know, pizza, like savory, or are you more of a, like an ice cream and, you know, sweet tooth?
I'm not really a sweet tooth. I'll go for like a freaking McDonald's, like burger, quarter pounder or something, or yeah, pizza. I'm more of a food cheat meal kind of guy.
that's the way, man. What about when you got some spare time, which you don't have much, but are you into like gaming, or would you rather be outdoors going fishing?
I'm honestly into gaming. I game a lot, but I mean, I don't really. I left school at like seventh grade, so like I don't like going to do stuff by myself. Like I like having somebody else there and stuff, but if they're like, I live right by one of my best friends and from motocross, so we'll meet up a couple times and do stuff. And it's a lot better now that I can drive, but usually most of the time whenever I'm home, I'm gaming. Cause honestly, whenever I'm not home, I had been gone for like 2 or 3 months and I don't even feel like going anywhere. I just want to stay home and be with my parents and my dogs and stuff. So yeah.
Cool, man. Cool. What are the dogs' names?
We got Ryder and Charlie.
What sort of dogs?
They're little ones. Ryder's a Maltese Yorkie and Charlie's a Cavapoo, King Cavalier. It's he's a little wonky, like tall and stuff, but yeah, they're cool.
Nice, man. Do they like to hang out in the shop when you're working on bikes and stuff?
No, I try to get them as far inside as possible, because they'll run away. They for some reason, I don't know what they don't like here, but they freaking bolt whenever they get outside. There's been a lot of years where you're just outside in the neighbor's yard chasing around Ryder.
Oh, that's no good, man. Yeah, I've had dogs like that, man. There's nothing worse. Nothing worse than when they want to escape.
Yeah, it's like, I don't even know. We're giving you food and a place to stay. Like, why do you want to leave?
I had a dog like that years ago, man. And the only way I could get him to come home was with a bike. If I fired up the bike and rode around the neighborhood, he would come out of a neighbor's yard to get up, because he used to jump up on the tank and he loved being on the motorbike. So, like, that was the only way he'd get him to come home. He had to go and start up a motorbike for him. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we do now. We figured it out. We just start a car up and we just go down the road and, like, open the door and he just comes running and jumps right in the door. But, yeah.
Yeah, I ask about them hanging around the shop, because it's always good when when you got heaps of bike maintenance to do, and there's no one else out there, but if you got a shop dog or a shed dog, as we'd call them here, keeping you company, it's always good.
Those dogs are sweet. I think I could get the Charlie to get like that, but we'll see.
That's the way, man. And here's another either or, man: a Camaro or a Porsche.
A Porsche.
Porsche. I thought you'd say Porsche. I reckon most of the young fellas would say that. Yeah, man.
My dad has a Volkswagen and I have a Volkswagen car, so kind of German engineering and foreign stuff. So yeah, I think the Porsches.
Cool, man. Going to the beach or going to the snow?
Snow. I, whenever these past couple of years, probably not as much now just because of what the level I'm at now, but I was skiing a lot, snow skiing, because I'm up in the Northeast, so we have some ski hills that we go to, and it's honestly a blast, because it's like a different hobby. It's just something other than dirt bikes. Whenever you're getting a little burnout, you can go in the winter and do some skiing with some friends and stuff.
Yeah, so it's still, you still get pretty hot summers though. And where you are, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be like 80, 85 and pretty darn humid. And but yeah, it gets hot.
Cool, man. Cool. Hey Luke, this t-shirt I got on.
Yeah.
It's my favorite t-shirt. You know why that is?
Yeah, that's Evan Blair's brand.
That is, man. It's a Stay Young shirt. Yeah. So these whippersnapper shows are made possible by the support of Stay Young.
Yeah, they're great. They're great. Evan and Daniel. Well, Daniel's at every one of our nationals, but Evan also goes too, and it's sweet. He's awesome, and I think it's cool what they're doing with that. The gear's pretty sweet too, and they get the brand out there pretty well too.
That's right, man. So do yourself a favor and check out StayYoungMX.com. So they're at the moment they're doing gear in youth sizes, and there's also like t-shirts for dads, sweatshirts for mums, or maybe t-shirts for mums, sweatshirts for dads, and I believe there's some new things coming as well. They might be expanding the range. I better not say too much, but there'll be a drop. The next drop there might be some stuff they haven't had before. So stay young or grow old. That's words to live by right there. So. Make sure you check that out. Cool, man. Cool. Now speaking of Daniel, were you there when he was doing the Supercross laps on his new Husky?
No, I wasn't. I was there before St. Louis Supercross. And he had just got that bike like after it or something. But no, I was not there.
Ah, that's all right, because he said that like, he looked good in the video, man. Like it looked good, didn't it? Like he reckons that was one take. There was no practice. That was just like bang, one take. you know, yeah. And that sort of thing. So I was just going to check and see if that was true or if that was a bit of a, you know, editing in all the best bits. But he reckons yeah. That was just straight up. So, but geez, the old fella looked good, didn't he? Huh?
Yeah. It's, it was funny whenever he had a little group of us, of the kids on the team come down in, last year in October to, ride Supercross for the first time, or not first time, but just like a little camp at his place at Next Level. And he said he was gonna throw down a faster lap time than us first day, because he would only let us double the first day, double stuff and hit the Supercross triples. So he said he was like, I'm going faster than you guys. And he honestly looked really good in that in the Husky video recently.
He did, yeah. He's still got it. He might not have it for long, you know, but he's still got it. He's still got a fast lap in him. What's the best thing that he's taught you?
Probably just like executing like a plan, like executing the plan down to a T and just staying on it, and just always looking into the future, like getting me ready. Just if we had like a bad week at a national or something, just he's really good at just keeping me calm and just getting me ready for the future.
Just resetting and refocusing yeah. on the goals and the plan ahead, man.
Yep, yep.
That sounds like very good advice, man. Cool. Any other sponsors or anything that you've thought of that you wanted to thank, or?
Yeah, there's like Dunlop, Ride Brap. He's a guy from the South that does clothing and stuff. Pretty cool clothing there. He's been helping me since like 2014. Before anybody helped me. He's been around for a long time. And Dave Kilgore, Gary Semix, and yeah.
Cool, man. All right, that'll do us. We're going to try and keep these shows under half an hour, which is not always easy. I reckon we got through a fair bit about Luke Fowser in that short time. So thank you very much for joining me today, and best of luck for Loretta's and best of luck for everything that comes after that. And I'll be real keen to catch up with you again in a little while and check in on your progress on your way to being a superstar, I reckon.
Yep, thank you. Thank you for having me on. It was great.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Cheers.
Yep. See ya.